Kirbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksu, is daf Samech Ches. We're at the two dafs in Samech Zion Amr Beis. We are here with some more stories about tzedakah, and then we'll switch topics to the dowry, the nedunya, of a girl. Yeah, we had a little bit about that before, but a little bit more about that today. So three lines up on Samech Zion Amr Beis. Rabbi Abba have etzayer zuzei besudre. Rabbi Abba used to kind of tie money in a, you know, almost like a sack and throw it, but Fashari Leilachore, and throw it behind him. Umamzi Navshe Leviyaniye, right? And he would like give that's how he would give money to people, right? And that's how people would, you know, they would just like kind of take the money, right, in the sack, right? Like a Tom Sawyer, just with money in the back, and people would take money there. But Umasla Ene Miramai, right, Rabbi Abba would still kind of keep his eyes on the bag, right, to make sure, right, that no scammers would take some. Ruchanina have a Hahu Anya, right, they have a Ragil Leshadure Le. Arba zuzay kol mali shabsa. Rabbi Chanina used to give tzedakah to this guy. It says one guy gave four zuz every erev Shabbos. Yom Achad, one day, right, one erev Shabbos, shaduni nihale debisay debisu. He sent his wife. Right, instead he couldn't do it. He was learning. He was cooking. Whatever. So Asai, she came back and Amra leilo tzorach. She said he doesn't need it. So he said to her, "Well, my chazis, what do you mean? What do you see that tells me that he doesn't need the money?" So Shami, I heard that Vakamri that he was saying, or people were saying to him, Bameh atasoit, right? What do you want to eat with? Right? Batali kesev or batali zav? She says, Mapos shall pishtan levanos o bishal meshi tzavulos, right? Do you want white tablecloth or colored tablecloth? So, meaning I assume the kesev and the zav, and the Gemara is talking about the value and how much you would have to pay for them. So Amar, so he said, so meaning to the Rabbi Chanina, says his wife heard them saying. So if he had those, right, so obviously he didn't need the money. So Amar, he said, I need the Rabbi Lazar. Right, this is Rabbi Chanina said. This is Rabbi Lazar said. Said Baruch Hashem for people who are scamming us out of money, because otherwise, right, we would be sinning every single day, because you know some people don't always give tzedakah when someone asks, so they don't give enough or whatever. Right, if the poor you don't give the poor person, and he calls out to Hashem, so Hashem will look bad about you. Right, it'll be a sin for you. But now that we have the scammers, right, Baruch Hashem, right, we have an excuse to say, oh, we didn't believe him, etc. But then Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, he taught the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, kol hamalim enav shal minat tzedakah, kilu over the bodas kochavim. Right, again, whoever doesn't give tzedakah, as if he worships over the Zara, Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Hishamar lecha pen yeh devar in lecha blial, Ksiv Hasam, right, Yetzu Anashim b'nei blial, right, the phrase blial refers to avodah zara. Malahala bodas kochavim, afkana bodas kochavim. Right, just like the first pasuk, he's talking about tzedakah, right? You don't give tzedakah. When it says devarim levachav blial, you don't help out your friend, your fellow Jew. And there it says blial by avodah zara. Right, so you see that someone who doesn't give proper tzedakah is if he worships avodah zara, just hashkafically, because he views the money that he owns as his, right? Instead of on loan from Akash Baruch Hu, when Akash Baruch Hu takes care of our parnasa, right? That's where we get our money from. The money is not ours per se, but we're supposed to do mitzvos with our money that Akash Baruch Hu gives us, like, to watch over. And part of that, Akash Baruch Hu wants us to give, you know, tzedakah and meiser, etc. So if we don't, we take all the money for ourselves. So it's like we're worshiping avodah zara. We think that b'kochim v'otzim yadi, that we think that we made this money, and it's really not from Akash Baruch Hu. Okay, either way, vayter. Tanu Rabbanu will lend in Rebbeisa. Hamasam, again, talking about people who scam other people out of tzedakah, and comes back to bite them. Hamasam is eno v'amatzbeah, it's bitno, v'amfakech, shoko. If someone kind of fakes an injury, right, either with his eye or his stomach or his leg, so eno nifter min olam achi yavu l'dekach, right, Rahman al-Salam, again, he's trying to get sympathy, he's kind of get stuck or whatever, right, he goes up to the kotel and he's kind of got a patch over his eye and he's limping along, and it's not really true. So Rahman al-Salam, Kosh Baruch Hu, gives him the things that he pretended to have right before he dies. I'm a kabbal tzedak of eno tzarek l'kach, and someone who takes money doesn't need it, so far eno nifter min olam achi yavu l'dekach, and in the end, right, he will, in fact, end up needing it. And I think there's a Mishnah, I forget where the Mishnah is, but the Mishnah says the reverse, right? I'm not sure if this is quoting a Mishnah, but the Mishnah says the reverse, that if a person doesn't need it and it doesn't take it, so then they will be zocha, to be able to give out tzedakah in the end. Okay, either way. Tanas Mullah, the Mishnah, Eim Mechayiv Rosalim Kors as Beethoven's Klei Tamshisho. Just the background before we talk about it, and the Mishnah says, The Mishnah in Peah, yeah, okay. So a Mishnah in Peah, probably that could be where that other line is. The Mishnah says basically that a poor person is considered to be a poor person and can take from the Tamchoy and whatever, get stucca, if he has 200 zuz in liquid cash. So what the Mishnah here says, that we're not machayev him to sell his stuff, to sell his house or whatever he owns, right, in order to get to the level of 200 zuz, right, and get out of accepting tzedakah. No, if he has less than 200 zuz cash, even though he owns a house or he owns a field or whatever, but that's still considered to be, right, if he doesn't have any liquid money, so that is considered to be a poor person. V'lo, we don't force him to sell his stuff. If the poor guy was using gold kalim, so we make him sell those and use silver kalim. And sure, sure enough, he has silver, he has to go down to copper. So clearly we do make him sell. It depends on what we're talking about. If it's a bed and a table that a person doesn't really mind, so fine, we make him sell the stuff. But kosas garos, right, the utensils that he uses every single day, so that he'll get frustrated with. Gemara says, "I maishna kosas garos the low the amar meisili." Gemara says, "I don't understand. What's the difference between those two things?" Right, I explained it how the Gemara assumes, as evidenced by the next question. Right, the Gemara says, "What's the difference? Kosas and garos, right? Cups and plates, right? They'll be disgusting to get. Right, if he's normal, used to eating on china, now he has to eat on paper. It's disgusting to him. It bothers him. But mita b'shulchanami, so do with the bed, right? And so too with the table, right? Amar lama kabbalah. You could say, I want a fancier mattress. I want a nicer, stronger table." So Amar Rabba Brei the Rabba, he said Macharesha the Kaspa. No, we're talking about a case where it's a Macharesha the Kaspa. Bash is a silver kind of comb, and something that you definitely could sell and get something cheaper. It's silver, right? Again, you could use a plastic one or whatever. So that's what we're talking about over here. So Rav Papa says Lokasha kan kodem shavili de giboy kan la'acha shavili de giboy. The Rav Papa says no, the difference between the Mishnah and Brice is a little different. And the two ways to understand this, we'll just say Rashi, right? That says that when you tell me that you don't have to sell the stuff, that's before Beis Din has already taken your money to pay back. Meaning Beis Din has given you a loan, before, right? Beis Din has taken your stuff back, right? You don't have to sell your kalim. But la'achar, but afterwards, when the Brice says you do have to sell, so that's if Beis Din gave you money, right, and now it's coming to take it back, right, and they realize that the guy wasn't actually so poor, so then we will make him sell the stuff to him so he can pay back Beis Din, etc. Okay, Tosa says another shot, you can definitely take care of that. Check that out. Yisoma she siyata ima oacha midaita v'kosvel abamea o b'chamishim zuz. Right, if you have a girl who's a ketana, right, Rachman al-Zlan, her father died, and she was married off with me and mother and brother, and they said that she has a small dowry, 100, right, 50 zuz, 100 zuz. Yechol hish kish misha tagdil lahutzi miyodan, masha roi li nasein la. Right, when she gets older, she can be like, hey, give me the rest of my money. Right, again, we explained that it's 1%, Rashi quotes over here, we're going to see the math in a minute. Not 1%. What did I say? 10%. 10% of the Yerusha, of the husband's estate. Right? Not the husband, the father's estate. 10% goes to the dowry, and she can be like, "Hey, you scammed me when I was a katana. I only got 100 zuz. Right? You should give me 10%. Right? You got to right later when she becomes a gadola, realizes, so then she can claim the other money." Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mehesia sabas harishona yinasin l'shnia kedesh nasan l'rishona." If the father was alive, gave, let's say, 100 zuz dowry and nadunya to the first daughter, then he died, and now you have the second daughter who's getting married, so you do the same, you give it the same way. But the chachamim say, no, padim shalom ani v'hesher, o esher v'hani, ela shaman es anachosim v'nos ten lov. No, sometimes a person's status changes. Maybe when he was still alive and he married off the first daughter, so he was very wealthy. Then he became poor, or the reverse. So what you do is, you evaluate what they have, right, and they give her, right, and you give her, what makes sense. So the Gemara is going to explain that means that it doesn't mean the actual money. That means the personality of the father, whether he was generous or miserly or stingy. Okay, either way. Amar Shmuel says the Farnasa. Right, for the Parnasa here is, right, you're going to have to get the terms down. Here, Parnasa is referring to the Nadunya, to the dowry. So in terms of the, for a dowry, Shamin Ka'av, well, Shamin Ba'av, you evaluate the father, meaning how much he would have wanted to give, right? As Rashi says, right? Again, this is what I based on a second ago. Habasi Shoma, if you look at the first Rashi, Nosan la Nadunya kafi omech ano bikin bavia, meaning not how much money he had, but vatron o kamtson. Whether he a vatron, someone who's generous, or a kamtson, someone who did not give out a lot of money. Meisvei, that's one second. What do you mean that you evaluate the father? Right, abanos in these zones, the Bryce says abanos in these zonos in these paranosos. That's why you have to get the terminology down. Nizonos is mizonos, is they're taking care of, right? They get food, what we would in the vernacular call parnasa, but here it's not parnasa, right? It might be parnasa in the vernacular, but it means the food that they would get to live from the estate. Umis parnasos, that's referring to the dowry, min nichsei avien, right? From the father's stuff, right after he dies. Ketzad, how does that work? Ein omen, we don't say ilu avia kayem kach v'kach chayu naisen la, right? Ela shaman is a nechaz v'nosnin la, right? We don't say that if he was alive, he would have given this and this. So you do some estimation and an evaluation. My law parnasa de bala isn't that talking about the dowry, the parnasa? So I'm talking about Yitzchak. Lo, but parnasa asma. No, it's talking about her own personal parnasa, meaning right the food that she gets taken care of, right, from nizonos. The Gemara says, what do you mean? As we said, there are two languages over there. Hanizonos and his parnasos katani. It said two things over there in the Braisa. My la vakas parnasas abal, vakas parnasas atzma. Doesn't that refer to the food that she needs to live, right, that she gets taken care of, and then also her dowries? The Gemara says, lo, idi parnasas atzma. Both of them are talking about the money that she gets just to live on a day-to-day basis. Right, there are several things that the husband's, the father's estate has to pay for. One is food, one is clothing, one is other stuff, right? Stuff that, things that she needs, cloths and whatever. So that's all talking about, it's not talking about the dowry at all. Tanan, one second, we'll ask you another kash on Shmuel, who said that we evaluate through the father's personality traits. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim said, again, our Mishnah said, that Pamim Shata Ani V'Asher, Asher V'Hani, El Shaman Ha Nechasim V'Nosnin La, right? Meaning sometimes that the person's situation changes, right, before he died or after he died, whatever, so therefore you evaluate and give her according to whatever he's got. So Gemara says, my Ani, my Asher, what do you mean poor and rich? I Nema Ani V'Nechasim, if he means really rich or poor, that seems to imply that the Tanakama holds that even if he got rich and then he became poor, then you give her like the first daughter, meaning the first daughter got, you know, 1,000 zuz, so now the second daughter gets 1,000 zuz as well. But the problem is, he got poor, but he doesn't have that money. So the Gemara rat lav ani ani bedas ashi ashi bedas, rather it must be personality. And so what do you see? What do the Chachamim say? We evaluate how much money he has, right? We don't say, oh, he gets the same one because the guy might have become more or less generous. So I'm a lozlin in Basar Umdana. Apparently we don't use an Umdana, we don't evaluate the father, Ketiv did the Shmuel, that's against Shmuel. Shmuel says, what do you mean? There are two opinions in the Mishnah. Rehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He simply holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanna is really in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mehezis Basa Rishona. The father married off his first, meaning he was still alive and he married off a daughter. Right, you give him the same way. Right, again, that was, the father died. That's how you determine, that's how you figure out, right, what the father's personality is. Right, so whatever he did when he was still alive. Okay, the Gemara says, "V'neim halach k'Rabbi Yehuda." Well, Shmuel was saying, right, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did he say the farnasa shamin ba'av? Right, why he should have just said we hold like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Well, sort of." E amar halach k'Rabbi Yehuda havamina dafka heisia. You might have thought that only applies if the father actually married off a daughter, right? The Gali died because then you could see, right? He's clear; it's obvious. He's revealed his das, right? In terms of right how much he likes to give. Avalowisia, but if he didn't actually marry somebody off, love, so then we wouldn't, go based on his personality. It's never Kamash Malan. Time is Rabbi Yehuda does lean and Basar Umdana, right? Loshna Isia, Loshna Loisia. So Shmuel is saying that we go based on Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the whole reason is that we evaluate the guy's personality, regardless of whether he had actually married off a first daughter while he was still alive. I have a God, the Gatani Hisia, and the reason the Mishnah said, right, that he actually did marry off a daughter, the Rabbanan, right, to teach me how strong the Rabbanan sheet is. That even though, that Alpha Gav de Hisia, that even though he did marry off a daughter, Vigali Daite, and you know what his personality is, still Azlina Basar Umdana, right? We don't evaluate his personality, and we just give him, right? We give the daughter according to what the first one got. No, and you give the daughter according to what's in the estate. Amar le Rava the Rav Chista. So again, so Rav Chista said, should we say the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar Lehi said, hey Rava, kol ki hani mili ma yasa tidrishu mishmai. He said, great, fabulous. You should say all that type of statements, right, from the shmuzin that I gave. Right? Oh, you should always say that. That's great. You should always quote me properly. Ah, you mi Amar Rava hachi. Rava really hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Vatani will then thereby say Rabbi Omer bas hani zonis mina achin no telas ishur nechasim from Rava halach karebi. That Rava says that the halacha is like Rabbi, who says that a daughter, right, who gets parnasa from the brothers, right, again, if the father dies and the brothers inherits, and now the daughter, right, is their sister, is being supported by them. So Natalis Ishu Nechasim, she gets a tenth for her dowry. Right, and again, we don't evaluate, the father's personality. So Gemara says, "Lakasha had the amidne, had the lo amidne." So the question was whether you did already, right? Whether you did, evaluate him, right? If you didn't evaluate him, so he gets a tenth. I have hachinam mistavra. That makes a lot of sense, right? The Amar of Adabar Ava, because Adabar Ava said that Maisa v'nasan la Rebbe echa mishnei mesar benachashim. It happened that once a Rebbe gave 12%, not 10%, right? I and kashin adali, and that was a stira. Alashma. We know how dam dene, huh? The low m dene, right? Again, it depends on if you had evaluated him, right? If you evaluated that the father was a kamsan, so you give 12%. But if he wasn't, right? So then, if there was no evaluation, then you would give 10%. So shmami no. Kufa, let's go back to what we just said. I'm a Rebbe Basin. He's on his menachin. No tells isur nechasim. Right? Again, the daughter who's getting parnasa from the brothers, right? Inherited the father who passed away. She gets 10%. So Amr lo the Rebbe l'dvarecha, according to you, they said to Rebbe, according to you, mishesh lo eser banos uben. So now let's say you have a guy with 11 kids, 10 girls, and a guy and a boy. Ain lo the ben makam banos klum. But if you split, right, let's just say $100 10 ways, all the girls get 10%, and the son doesn't inherit anything. So Amr lehen, he said no. Kachane omer, no, you have to tweak the math. Rishonim tell us iser k'safin. First one gets 10%. Shnia mimash shaira. Then the second one gets 9%, meaning 10% of 90, and then the shlish is b'mesh shaira, then the shlish gets 8.1%, right, then 10% of 81, and v'chule v'chule, v'chuzeres v'chulekas v'shaveh, but they don't actually get that much, meaning you take whatever the math is, I'm not going to do it now, but whatever the math ends up, you take that total amount, and then you give each one of them equally. Right, meaning you don't. Not everybody gets, you know, whatever the math is for the 10 women, right? Then you when they get married, they get, let's say, I don't know, it's like between, let's say, maybe 5 and 7%, whatever it is. So then you get then they all get that at the outset. So Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you mean that women, they don't all get married at once? They get one gets married, and 2 years later another one gets married, and 3 years later another one gets married, and 4 years later, so they all are just going to give money back retroactively, right? And when one of them got married, right, they took the 10%. So Kahaki comers, he said, no, in Bo Kulam Linasigachas, yeah, no, if they all came to get married at once, so then Chokas Shah, but then they all take the same portion. But otherwise, right, you do 10%, and then you see what else is left, and you see what else is left, and you see what else is left. Misaela the Rav Masna, and that actually proves Rav Masna, the Amar Rav Masna, in Bo Linasigulam Gaagas, no tell us Isur Ech. Right, if they all came to get married at once, they take a tenth. Isur echas avadai. What do you mean? They only get one tenth? No, no thin, no close. Isur ke echad. Meaning they take the money as one. Right, they do out the work out the math as we said before, and then they all take it together. Tanur rabbanu lenu d'braisa. Habanos bein bagru ashelu nisu bein nisu ashelu bagru. Well, the women, or these girls, who we're talking about trying to get a dowry from the father's estate. So regardless of whether they became a bogeres and then got married, or they got married and then they became a bogeres, ibdu mizanos sayin, they have lost their parnasa. Meaning that they only get the nidunya, right, up until, right, they become a bogeres or they are married. Ibdu mizanos sayin, I'm so sorry. That they lose the support, meaning that the day-to-day living, that they don't get anymore, but below ivdu parnasasam, but they don't lose the dowry, and that's divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Elazar says af ivdu parnasasam, that they even lose the dowry, meaning that the support coming from the father's estate that not gets knocked off when they get married or when they hit bagrus. But in terms of the dowry, so the question is, right, if they lose that, and then Rebbe says they don't, and Rebbe Shimon Elazar says that they do. Ketzad knows. So what do they do? So as Shimon Elazar says, a little bit of a weird language, sochros lahen bailim. Literally means they rent husbands. I'm not sure if that means that they you know, will stay married. I assume that means they'll stay married to them. Or maybe it means they bribe husbands, or they kind of use the money to kind of get a husband. Okay, not sure. I assume that does not mean that they'll get divorced right after. But umaytzein lahem parnasasan, all right, and they make sure they take this money, right? Because otherwise, right, it's like money you're about to lose. It's a lottery ticket that's about to expire. So that just one small caveat, you have to get married, right, in order to claim it. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar li Huna Hilchzik Rebbe, and Rav Nachman said that Rav Huna said that the halacha was like Rebbe. Yisrael Rav Rav Nachman, he said, 1 second, you so much right, again, if you have this case where a woman, a girl lost her father, they married off by Mion, by mothers and brothers, v'kasulah, and they wrote for her, b'mea o b'chamishim zuz, again, we said before, right, the price we saw before, or no, it's our Mishnah, I'm so sorry, that our Mishnah said that if they got 100 or 50 zuz, right, you hold the kisha tagdil the hotzi meyadam masha roy the inasin law, right, so again that she can kind of claim, right, the proper nidunya when she gets older. So time of the katana, you see that clearly it's a katana hagadla v'yetra vitra, but if she became a gadola, meaning she became a nara even before she becomes a bulgaris, right, if she got married as a nara, she'd already have lost her parnasa, her dowry, her nidunya, and that is against Rebbe. That's like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. It's going to say lokasha, right, had the mechai, had the lo mechai. It depends on whether she said something, right? If she protested, then fine. If she didn't, so then she would lose it. How can I mistavra? And that, sure enough, that makes sense. Imkain, kasha the Rebbe, because otherwise you'd have a stira in Rebbe's shita. Tanya is within Abraisa. Rebbe Omer, Bas, and Izonus, and Achin, and tell us Isra Ksavim, and Ksavim, Isra Nechasim. Right, again, as we said before, that if a daughter is coming to get money from the estate, right, from the brother, so she gets 1/10, and Izonus in, she ain't in Izonus low. Right, the implication is, right, if she's getting supported, meaning that she's still a Nara or a Ktana, then she gets her parnaza, then she gets her dowry, she gets in her dunya. In Izonos, but she's not getting supported, meaning she's too old already, she's a bogaris, so then love. Right? So that, again, that seems to imply that she doesn't get her nidunya if she becomes a bogaris. Rebbe said before that she does. So Allah Rab, Shmaminas, rather, we see Had Machai, Had Lomachai, right? Shmaminas. We see that it depends on whether she made us think about it or not. Amr Le Ravina La Rava, Amr Lan Rav Ada Barava, Mishimcha, Rav said Ravina said to Rava, the Rav Ada Barava said that in your name, right, said, meaning quoting Rava, right, Ravina is talking to Rava, so Rav Ada Barava said the name of Rava, that Bagra ain't a tzricha limchos, that she doesn't even need to say anything. She doesn't even need to make a claim. Nisays, if she was married when she was in Naras, then ain't a tzricha limchos, she also doesn't need to make a claim. She doesn't need to protest. Bagra of Nisays, but if both, if she became a Bogaris and then she get married, then tzricha limchos, then she does need to say something. You know, she has, because again, we assume that when she got married, right, that she doesn't say anything. That's, she's kind of been mocheles. She's kind of given up her right to this new junior. Gemara says, "Mi'amar Rava Hachi." Did Rava really say this? Right, because Rava of Nachman Yisoma. Right, it was Rava who said Akasha about the Yisoma. Meaning, when Rav Nachman, again, we said that Rav Nachman said that the Nara keeps the dowry, the nidunya. Rava said that our Mishnah seems to imply it's only a ketana. Vishani law had machai had lomachai, and Rav Nachman, the answer was, again, what we said before, depends on when they protested or not. So what do you mean that Rava says she doesn't have to protest? So the Gemara says, lokasha had the kam mitzana minayhu, had the loka mitzana minayhu. Right, depends on whether, again, she's being supported. Right, again, she has to protest if she's not being supported by the brothers. If she's still being supported, right, so then again, if she's still going to get money from the brothers afterwards, right, so then, you know, she knows that they're going to support him after the marriage, so she, you know, she's not waiving her right to the Nidunya. Okay, a little bit further, or maybe, yeah, let's go a little further. I'm a Huna, I'm a Rebbe. Parnasa ina katag knak suba. Oh, you know what, let's call it here. Yeah, there's a little bit of a different topic that's going to go on to the next app, so we'll call it here. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.